You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's percentages.
I don't love being commissioner as much as I used to. I actually love it even more.
That's the voice of a f***ing
Hall of Famer.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
Jerry!
You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
All right, Jerry's Percentages is brought to you by our friends at BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, from 2 people to 300. Let BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, do the cooking. Head on down to 942 on the Queensway or online at bestpc.ca. I was on the phone with my dad yesterday, and he drove past
Best
Portuguese Chicken.
Did he stop in?
He gave it a double honk. He said, hey, Best Portuguese Chicken. I'm like, all right.
We got to get some in here.
It's the best. Best Portuguese chicken going. All right, so Jerry is in transit, I believe.
Yeah, flying out to Vancouver as we speak.
Right. Ideally, we'd get him on the mic and he'd come out with some sort of a statement, but every once in a while, that's just not possible.
Nope.
He's in transit today, so he emailed in his takes.
All right.
Gmail.
Jerry Mail.
Jerry Mail at gmail.com. So we'll continue to put percentages on it. Corey Perry will sign at least a 3-year deal with his next team.
Oh, I'm 18%. I'm low on that. I think three's rich. At 34, with a lot of mileage, I think what they may do, a team may say, we'll give you 2 and a little bit extra money. 3 is rich. Because that third, like that's the Marlowe deal.
No, but Marlowe got it. Now he was healthy.
Right.
But he was also older. And Marlowe got his third year. I'm low on it, but I'm not. I kind of think as it gets
low?
Going, well, I think more teams are going to get in on this than people think. And then you get a team that's like, why not just give him the third year to get him? You know what I mean? If that's what he wants, if he wants security in term. He may not.
Okay. I've got to retract that in a sec. Because if it's 3 years, 1.5.
Right. That's a great deal.
It's a throwaway. And that last year, you can make him go away. You can waive him and put him in the minors.
Yeah.
Eat that money.
He's under 35, so it's not going to be on your cap for
right.
sure.
Like that's, see, the money has to be interest. Has to be
well, and you can load
about.
It up, and that can be lockout proof. A team with money can be like, listen, we'll throw in the third guaranteed signing bonus, like the Leafs did. You know,
yeah.
Like if a team really wants them, I don't think the third year is going to be the problem.
So 3 years,
I'll say 35%.
I'm 18%. I think it's a 2-year deal at 2.5 a year. Or
yeah,
something
which
like
I
that.
Think well, it's worth a shot for a guy like that.
Yeah, I agree. Like
it's
I
worth
agree
a
with
shot,
Ray and I. 15 goals for a guy probably is going to make 2.5. Like I
and he's going to grit grind for you, and he'll yeah. you know exactly who he is.
Exactly,
he screams load management too.
Yeah, yeah.
That should be the guy where you're like, listen, you're going to play 55 games.
Yeah,
no back to backs. We're going to take care of you. We believe we're a playoff team, and we want the payoff to be in the spring.
Right.
That makes a lot of
sense.
And
he's a winner too. This guy's won. Everything.
He's won world. He was on that 05 World Junior team.
Right.
Which might be the greatest team of all time. That was with Sid and Bergeron and all those guys.
Yeah.
He's won World Junior. He won a Mem Cup in London, I believe.
Yes.
I think he's won a Memorial Cup, a World Junior, World Championship, definitely gold medals. He was on in 2010
Olympics,
and 2014.
Olympics and Stanley Cup.
And a cup. And an MVP.
Yeah, and a heart. This guy is trophy.
What a resume for him.
It is ridiculous.
And he was in that 03 draft.
Yeah.
The famous 03 draft.
It is ridiculous, and the business side is out of the way now. He's bought out. There will be.
I just wonder what he wants. I wonder what he wants. Like, does he want to play in a Canadian city like Marlowe did? I could see that. And he's a Southern Ontario kid. I'm not saying the Leafs, but Montreal's got some room.
Yeah.
I could see Montreal being. Now, they got guys that are kind of like him and Shaw, and Gallagher's not exactly like him, but I could see Montreal. I could see Edmonton, like you pointed out.
I thought... Just linking him to Edmonton, the Oilers have no wingers. And not suggesting he's going to play every night, and he's certainly not going to play with McDavid, but there would be times that you could spot duty him in certain situations where maybe he's going that night or you're feeling good about it. It would be worth the risk if you could get him on a short-term deal for not a lot of money, because the Oilers don't have any money to spend.
Right. All right, here we go. Jerry, he even writes this in the email,
okay,
is basking in the anxiety of Maple Leaf fans right now. And he said, chew on this one, on this hot take.
All right.
At least one of Mitch Marner, Nazem Kadri, Kasperi Kapanen, or Andreas Janssen will not be back next season.
I'm high on this. I'm not trying to be negative.
No, it's the reality of the cap era.
It's the reality of the cap era. It's those guys. Like, Naz, to me, scares me if you're a Leaf fan, because he's attractive and he's cost certainty.
And so, a position of need for a lot of teams.
Exactly.
Like, look at what Kevin Hayes just got.
Right.
I think Kadri's better, but they're in a similar
right.
world. And he's
four
at 4.5.
Yeah, 4.5.
For three more years. So, yes, I...
That's what scares me, is that that's your bargaining chip. If there's a defenseman out there that Kyle likes with term or something, like, there maybe there's a fit.
I hope that doesn't happen. I would come back with the... with the band up the middle again,
because
it just didn't really work for you last year. But
I'm going to be.
You can't be naive here.
I'm 71%, because now if they end up keeping the same band together, it's just maybe it's finances for one or the other.
Well,
maybe,
that's the reality.
Maybe there's an offer sheet for
let's
not
say
Mitch
Marner, but let's say Marner holds on and they go, fine, we have to give you 11.
Yeah,
and they were hoping at 9.5.
Right.
Then they might have to turn the page and say, Kapanen, we can't even give you 2.75.
Right.
Let alone the 3.5 or 4 you're looking for.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty high on this, too. What did you say?
71%.
I'll say 70%, just underneath. Okay. I think ideally, clearly, you want them all back.
Well, you want
I would
all
want
back.
Them all
you,
back.
You,
but
I, so would I.
That's not the, you're not living in a perfect world. You're living in a cap world.
The cap world, yep.
As we know, Jerry down in Vegas, and he emails in claiming that he is laying big money on all of the under bets for the Blue Jays, because he is claiming, and I don't think this is much of a hot take, the Jays will win less than 60 games this season.
You told me yesterterday, you're like, I think they're getting 56 or something. Didn't you say 56?
I'm going to say 90%. I think they're going to get worse. Not better.
If they keep pitching, what's his name?
Well, they get Edwin Jackson out there. Now he's on the injured list. But,
yeah.
Like, Stroman's been very good for him. He's got, like,
still
a 3.23 ERA.
Yeah.
The run support hasn't been there for him. But I think he's going. And based on what he said last night, I think he knows he's going. I think Giles is going. I think Sanchez might, although his numbers haven't been great anyway. Smoke is on the injured list. But I think if he's healthy and they can get a price, they'll move on from him.
You're 90%?
I'm 90%. I think they're losing 100 games.
I'll say 68%. I want to try and give them a little bit of hope.
Well, at this point, though, you might as well bottom out and get the best pick possible.
No, I know, but you get...
Like now, lose every game.
You may get a heater from a couple of the hitters.
Maybe. But I feel bad for Charlie Montoyo. This is a guy who's been waiting his whole life. Compare and contrast Nick Nurse to Charlie Montoyo.
Yeah.
And you're going to see a lot of comparisons.
Lifer coach.
Lifers. Guys who, you know, played... Now, Montoyo made it to the majors, but cup of coffee. Nurse played in college, but was never going to have a pro career, and then just grinded it out to make it. Nurse walks into a championship caliber team, and Montoyo walks into this.
Yeah.
And I feel for the guy.
And he's got to lie about.
He's got to say the right thing every day.
But he's got to lie about Vladdy. Vladdy needs a little work in the you know, they've.
He's got to appease the front office because they hired him.
Yeah.
He's got to make sure that the players are in line, but also feeling like they've got, you know, some positive spirits going on, even though they're losing a lot of ball games. It's a tough spot for him.
Agreed.
The next Jerry's here. Jerry even admitting the Kevin Hayes deal in Philly is a monstrosity. His word, not mine.
Yeah.
And he said, Matt Duchene is licking his chops, who's also a unrestricted free agent. Jerry is claiming Matt Duchene will sign for a minimum $10 million per year.
I'm low on this. I think he gets something with a 9 in it. I think he can get 9. 10 is rich.
He just shouldn't age. Get 10. He
just
shouldn't.
Age. Just age,
right.
too. Like, you have to take
He shouldn't.
That
and the player. He's not a $10 million player.
No, he's...
But if Hayes is a 7.14, you get a desperate team... In a bidding war,
well,
like would Columbus give him
too.
10? You think Columbus would give him 10 to keep
potentially,
him?
Potentially,
I think they might.
It could be something with a 9 in it is quite rich. But Skinner got it. Like there's players that have gotten it, and You know, you can't just go, well, Erik Karlsson got 11.5. That's going to drag everyone else up. Erik Karlsson's a special, special player. Like, there have been times where Erik Karlsson, when he's at the top of his game, he's potentially a top five player in the world.
Oh, more than that.
Okay, but
like,
I'm saying.
Like, I hear you. But like,
Crosby, McDavid,
3 years ago, he was the third best player in the world, I think.
Yeah.
After Crosby and McDavid.
You're
after
right.
After they went to the conference final,
that
he
playoff
was the third
run,
best player
he
in the
was
world.
Incredible.
Yes.
He puts up points. He drives possession. Like, he does everything.
Yep.
Can he stay healthy? Can all of that? That'll shake out. But
Duchesne at $10 million.
Duchesne doesn't reek of, like.
No, he doesn't have that pedigree.
Now, he may be. I think he's a 1A centerman in the league. I think he's on a really good team. He's a second centerman. On a team that's average, he's a 1.
But that's the team that'll give him 10.
Right.
The team but that really needs him. I don't think he's getting it, but I'm not. I don't think it's impossible to believe. I'll say 30%.
I'm low on this. I'm 17%, but you're right. Bidding war for him, there you go.
And there desperation, right?
Yep.
Final, Jerry's. The Lakers made a big splash. Now they have LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Jerry is stating they will get a third star before the beginning of next season.
Did I read yesterday they're trying to free up that that spot for
a max deal?
They're
working every angle they possibly can to give Kyrie Irving the money, Kemba Walker the money, I guess Kawhi Leonard.
I think they're going to do it. I think they're going to add somebody. They'll be creative to do it, but then they may have nothing after that.
That's my read on the situation. I'm with you. I think now that you got Davis too, it becomes that much more.
Got double down.
Well, yeah, and I think if your other teams, you're like, or your other players, it was one thing just LeBron. Now it's LeBron and Anthony Davis.
Right.
Now the Lakers truly are on the upswing, so, and you can jump on board with that.
Now, you think Kyrie would be a nice three there?
Yes. I think he'd fit in pretty well with those two guys. I'm high on this. I'll say 80%.
Who would you rather
Chris
have?
Paul. Oh, I would take Kyrie over Chris Paul just because of their age.
Age, right.
You know, 5 years ago, I would have taken Chris Paul for that scenario.
Right.
Yeah, Kyrie Irving can shoot. He's a scorer. They're going to need guys who can shoot.
I keep coming back to Kyrie talking about how he called LeBron looking for advice on how to deal with young players. And he's, what, 27?
Yeah, exactly. He's not some grizzled vet in his late 30s.
That may have mended some fences. Him going to the other side, thinking that the grass is going to be greener and going, yeah, I might want to hitch my wagon back to LeBron again. That's possible.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm
high on that.
What did you say?
80%.
I'll say 91%.
There you go. All right, Jerry's. Thank you for the email. Jerrymail@gmail.com. It's a rarity, but it happens every once in a while.
Once
Jerry's in transit. He's a busy guy.
He is.